But unfortunately, now we are labeled Shia and Sunni, whereas we are the most authentic Sunnis ourselves. That means we are following the traditions of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So it is part of is an important part of our belief. If we are not believing in Imam Zaman alayhi salam, our belief has got problem. And you have heard me several times, and I'm sure in others, from other sources you have read, you have heard, you have been told that all a'mal are presented to wilayat. If our wilayat is not strong enough, no a'mal is accepted. I didn't mean when I was writing this little note last night to bring all those issues, because I have spoken about it before, that there are many ahadith which says al-islamu buna al-khums, for instance. Islam is made on the basis of five things. And Imam explains that, I think it's Imam Baqir alayhi salam, which explains that those five are salat and sawm and hajj and jihad and zakat. And then he says all of these are conditional on the wilayat. None of them are accepted without wilayat. And even when if you go to, you see, look at the reality of all of those things, other a'mal that we have is about wilayat. When you do hajj, is about wilayat. Hajj is about wilayat. Salat is about wilayat. Sawm and fasting is about wilayat. Everything is about wilayat. I can, alhamdulillah, I have enough understanding up to my own understanding level, that I do not need to refer to any book if we want to sit and talk every individual of these a'mal, how they relate to wilayat. They are there on their own, they are nothing. And the simple and very, very clear way, think about it, is in Quran we say, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Al-yawm akmaltu lakum dinakum. That very word of akmaltu is saying that the religion was not perfect before that. And Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was giving 23 years of teaching and preaching about Islam, and all those a'mal, still Quran calls it imperfect. He says, today it became kamil and perfect. So that is very simple. We do not need to go into any length of this lengthy discussion to understand that that is the juice. Kamil means that's the fruit. The fruit of the religion was what Prophet was given on that day. And anyway, there are many things comes to my mind and that I feel that I have to explain. But again, this issue has got so many branches. There are many branches of it. And I tell you this much, if you want to discuss about Islam, it's all about wilayat. So in every branch you go, the issue of wilayat is there. You go to a'mal, is there. You go to aqaid, is there. You go to individual a'mal, you see that you are dealing with the issue of wilayat. So I have to control myself, come back to this hadith from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. وَاللَّهُ مَا تَرَكَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ الْأَرْزَ قَطُّ مُنْزُ قَبَزَ آدَمَ إِلَّا وَفِيهَا إِمَامٌ يُهْتَدَى بِهِ إِلَى اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ وَهُوَ حُجَّةُ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْإِبَادِ. I've chosen only two hadiths, maybe, or one. Two hadiths, to have discussed about that part which is naqli and is the way of hearing from A'imma alayhim as-salam about it. That says, which means, Allah, from the day who take away the soul of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, he never left the people of earth on their own. He never left them on their own. Unless he put someone as imam between them. So there has not been any time after Hazrat Adam's soul has been taken away unless Allah has created, has left somebody as imam on the earth. By which, that means by imam, the people will get guided. They will be guided by him. And he is the strong reasoning of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam is hujjat and a strong reasoning of Allah on all the people on the earth. And then he says, Imam goes even one step further. That's the beautiful part of it, which I love this part, the second part, more than the first part. Al-hujjatu qabla al-haqqi wa ma'a al-khalqi wa ba'da al-khalq. Hujjat is with khalq, has been with khalq, before the khalq, before the creatures, creation, with the creation, after the creation. Hujjat is there. That's the issue of haqiqat Muhammadiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Abu Hamza Samali asked from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, أَتَبْغَ الْأَرْضُ بِغَيْرِ إِمَامٍ. Would the earth remain without Imam? Again, you can look at this, you can translate this, meaning translate this word earth as Masivallah or as earth. Both of them, they correct. They make sense. Imam says, لَوْ بَقِيَتْ لَوْ بَقِيَتِ الْأَرْضُ بِغَيْرِ إِمَامٍ سَاءَةٍ لَسَاخَتْ. If the earth stays without Imam, 1 hour it will implode, everything will collapse. That is to say that everything is needs sanhiyat. There is no sanhiyat. When there is no sanhiyat, that means how would the blessing of Allah reaches to the rest of the creation? The whole thing will implode. This is a beautiful hadith from Imam Sajjad alayhi salam. I don't have time to, I can only read and tell you, translate it, but explanation and shah, there is no time for it. It says, Imam says, نَحْنُ أَئِمَّةُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَهُجَجُ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ وَسَادَةُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَقَادَةُ الْغُرَّ الْمُحَجَّلِينَ وَمَوَالِيَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَنَحْنُ أَمَانُ لِأَهْلِ الْأَرْضِ كَمَا أَنَّ النُّجُومَ أَمَانُ لِأَهْلِ السَّمَاءِ وَنَحْنُ الَّذِينَ بِنَا يُمْسِكُ اللَّهُ السَّمَاءَ أَنْ تَقَعَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِهِ وَبِنَا يُمْسِكُ الْأَرْضَ أَنْ تَمِيدَ بِأَهْلِهَا وَبِنَا يُنَزِّلُ الْغَيْثَ وَتُنْشِرُ الرَّحْمَةَ وَتُخْرِجُ بَرَكَاتِ الْأَرْضِ. الله الله سبحان الله so much. وَلَوْ لَا مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ مِنَّا لَسَاخَتْ بِأَهْلِهَا وَلَمْ تُخْلِ ولم تخل الارض منذ خلق الله آدم من حجت الله فيها ظاهر مشهور او غائب مستور ولا تخلو الى ان تقوم الساعه من حجت الله فيها ولولا ذلك لم يعبد الله. Imam says we are the leaders of Muslims, we are the strong reasoning of Allah on the whole creation. We are the, see these Arabic words, when it comes to English, then you do not find the word for them. Sadatul Mu'minin. We are the Sadat. How do you say that Sadat in English?
Masters.
Thank you, Hassan. We are the masters of Mu'minin. We are Qadatul Qurra al-Muhajjalin. وموالي المؤمنين ونحن أمان الأهل الأرض. We are the secret of life of the whole أهل الأرض, the people of earth. Same way that all the stars, the same way that stars will keep the people, the creatures of the skies, the same way that the stars will keep the creatures of the sky in the sky. نحن أمان لأهل الأرض كما أن النجوم أمان لأهل السماء. We are the protector of أهل الأرض, protector of the people on the earth, same way that stars are protectors of the creatures of the sky. وَنَحْنُ الَّذِينَ بِنَا يُمْسِكُ اللَّهَ السَّمَاءَ أَنْ تَقَعَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِهِ. We are those that Allah has created the skies to fall on the earth, except with His permission. So we are, that means we are keeping the skies of Allah to fall on the earth. And to, with the barakah of us, Allah has kept the earth, so that earth does not implode in itself. With to us and by us, Allah has sent the rains and showers of rahmat, and has expanded His rahmat. When Allah says this, I mean, you can talk always about every sentence of it. When He says, "Allah by us, Allah has expanded His rahmat," what does that mean? That means they are the tajalli of Ism al-Rahman, the name of al-Rahman, because Ism of Rahman is the expander of wujud. So they are the manifesting of that name of Allah. If none of us is on the earth, the whole earth will implode and take everything in it with it. From the day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the earth has never been left without hujjat. And it will be the same until the day of Qiyamah. If it is not like that, listen to this last sentence. If it is not like this, Allah will not be worshipped. I don't want to tell something to make everyone kafir. If imams are not there, Allah cannot be worshipped. You just go and find it for yourself. Why when imam is not there, Allah cannot be worshipped? Okay, imam is there. I don't want to do anything with imam, and I go and start to do my worshipping of Allah. So, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah has got a very interesting short sentence. He says, without ma'rifat, Allah is not worshipped. So that means without imam, you cannot worship. I'm just giving you some clues. Without ma'rifat, Allah cannot be worshipped. Without imam, Allah cannot be worshipped. So ma'rifat equal to imam. If we do not know imam, we do not know Allah. We have many other, in many other verses, hadith, we have got that ma'rifat has become equalized to imam. Imam is equal to ma'rifat of Allah. We have no way to Allah. So we may be called kafir, but I don't talk more than this. So what I want to say, we have to close it. What I want to say, really, this was too short for this topic, that it's very important. If we do not see, if we do not feel the wujud of imam, is a different thing. We have to find the reason somewhere else. Because sometimes we have got this sort of, this happens to every one of us. Emptiness, some sort of emptiness that we do not feel. What is this Amu Sayyid talking about? Imam is with us, within us. And even I do not even feel him outside, let alone inside. So it's not always like that. It comes and goes. Sometimes we get that feeling that there is Imam. Why I don't feel it? And that gives anxiety. It creates anxiety. Reason for that is, there are many reasons. One simple reason is, like any other belief we have, our belief is called Ariyah. If you read, there is a dua in Quran, dua Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. I've forgotten the name of the dua, which that dua is particularly about that we leave our face to Allah, and we are hoping that, and at the time that we are dying, we can have our face and iman with us. There is a dua for it. I have forgotten the name of dua. I know where it is, but I'll show you later on. So, some people have asked Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, and also have, this question has been asked from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, why is it that when you talk to us, we feel so strong in our faith and belief, and when we leave you and when we go back to our work, when we start to get on with our normal material life, we forget, we feel empty. Is this not nifaq? These are the questions I ask. And Imam says, no, this is not nifaq. This is, you have got iman, imanul ariyati, Ariyat means, you know what is Ariyat? When you borrow something, that's called Ariyat. It's like you have borrowed your iman. So he says, no, it is not. This is only a natural. That sometimes you feel more religious, sometimes you feel more stronger in your belief, sometimes you feel less of the belief you have. The Imam says, no, this is very natural. Of course, you try. When you go and you're delving too much in the material life, your belief becomes weakened. So that's why we do five times salat. That's why we have to, when you come back to our salat and any other acts of ibadah, we have to learn and practice concentration. It doesn't come, we just do something superficial. So it's either this, that we do not feel this, of this reason, either this is the reason, or also we have to search for the reason of it, of this, some emptiness, empty feeling of imam, that we do not feel imam. Is we have to look into our own a'mal and acts in the daytime, the whole day. What are we doing? What are we after? And if you want, as I have said before, if you want to know what are we after, what is moving us, go look at your salat. When you say Allahu Akbar, what comes to your mind? These are the things that we are after. When we say our salat, anything, mostly, that's one of the best places that we find about the things which are concerned, the depths of the concern that we have, that comes in the salat. So we have to resolve those things. Anytime when I say salat, I've got the problem and daghdaghe and thinking of, oh, what about my sustenance, and I'm not making enough money, this, that, then I have to find out I have got problem in reliance and tawakkul to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the issue of rizq. So I have to go and solve the problem, this problem. So if these gradually fill all our day, and we only come and do things superficially, and during the day our lifestyle is as such, and our thinking is as such, that we are not feeling, we are not with Imam, so of course we get that feeling that we do not find Imam. Where is Imam? Who said there is Imam? All the doubts come to us. So we have to find the reason somewhere else. Anyway, I said this today was very bits and pieces. I couldn't really make my point. I only tried. And maybe, inshallah, what I try to do from next Friday, as I promised before, from next Friday I start the issue of Insan-e Kamil. It's a very important, Irfanic topic which opens up a lot of things for us. It makes it more understandable. So if you agree with me, you say takbir and I say khuda hafiz. Allahu akbar. Par Muhammad wa al Muhammad salawat.